You're listening to SBS News.
A radical Indonesian cleric once described by the Australian government as the mastermind of the 2002 Bali bombings will be released from prison this week. Abu Bakar Bashir, one of Indonesia's most notorious extremists, is considered the spiritual leader of the Al-Qaeda-linked Jamaah Islamiyah network. The group is accused of orchestrating the worst act of terror in Indonesian history, the 2002 Bali bombings, and an attack on the JW Marriott Hotel in Jakarta a year later. 202 people were killed, including 88 Australians, when bombs decimated nightclubs in the tourist district of Kuta. A further 12 people were killed in attacks the following year. Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor says Mr. Bashir's release is of huge concern to Australia and that those concerns have been registered with the Indonesian government.
This is distressing for many of those families that, of course, have been affected by those tragic events some years ago. It is completely understandable that they would feel quite distressed by this situation. This is a matter for the Indonesian government. We have expressed our concerns about the situation and will continue to, but I do feel for those families because it does bring back those extraordinary events that we all remember so well. And the tragedies that unfolded.
The 82-year-old was initially jailed over the bombings, but his conviction was quashed on appeal. He has spent the past decade behind bars for links to militant training camps in the Aceh province. Mr. Bashir, who has denied any involvement in the Bali bombings, will be released on Friday upon the completion of his jail term. Clive Williams is a former Australian Army military intelligence officer, now an academic researcher in terrorism and counter-terrorism at the Australian National University. He says the move could prove problematic.
Releasing Abu Bakar Bashir at this stage, I think, is not a good thing because he hasn't served his full term of 15 years. And I think that he's still quite influential in terms of Islamist extremism in Indonesia.
Mr. Bashir had sentences reduced since he was jailed in 2011. He was initially sentenced to 15 years in prison, but the Jakarta High Court later reduced it to 9. Rika Aprianti, spokeswoman of the Corrections Directorate General at the Law and Human Rights Ministry, said his release will be in accordance with the expiration date and the end of his term. Security experts are concerned his release could influence other extremists to associate their activities with him to try to boost their credibility. Professor of Global Islamic Politics from Deakin University, Greg Barton, says Mr. Bashir has always been more of an inspirational figure than a planner.
Yeah, the real danger from Bashir is he's always been a extremist demagogue. He's been an inspiration rather than a direct planner, it would appear. Was almost forgotten until the Islamic State Caliphate was declared. He swore allegiance on video in prison, and then became sort of infamous again. He has quite a cult following, so authorities need to keep a close control on him, lest he influence supporters and be seen as an inspiration. He's not a particularly dangerous individual by himself. It's more this symbolic role that he plays.
While seeking re-election, President Joko Widodo in January 2019 had considered an early release for Bashir on health grounds, but scrapped the plan after Bashir reportedly declined to pledge allegiance to the Indonesian state ideology. Professor Williams says President Widodo is concerned about levels of support from the conservative faction of his following.
I think that to some extent President Widodo is providing sustenance to his conservative base, as he had intended to do before the 2019 election. President Widodo is concerned about his electoral situation and would like the support of Muslim conservatives, and I think releasing Abu Bakar Bashir early play well with that part of his support base.
It is not known if Mr. Bashir has agreed to pledge allegiance ahead of Friday's release. At his school in Central Java, described as a finishing school for would-be jihadists, his followers are preparing to welcome him home. Analysts are warning that among the COVID-related issues, Indonesia could be facing increased danger from a new wave of radicals. Professor Barton says Indonesian authorities are standing up to extremist movements.
I think this moment, you know, on Friday if he's released, this is a dangerous moment because somebody might see it as a chance to become famous themselves by doing something in his name. The Indonesian authorities have the terrorist threat under control. They're managing it. They've stopped it escalating. but it's a very resilient and persistent threat. It doesn't go away.
Last week, Indonesia outlawed the Islamic Defenders Front, which is not considered a terrorist group, but is a separate, politically influential hardline group. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.